on WGLT Normal, Illinois. It's Radio Munson cooking on the last Thursday in April. And that was Errol Garner with You Made Me Love You before the break. A little earlier, George Shearing and Fats Waller coming up playing piano. And something, a newly discovered album by the great Bill Evans coming up. Yeah. Where else can you hear that assortment of great jazz pianists? This is Pete Jolly playing right here with Sammy Nestico's Great West Coast Band and Sammy's arrangement of Who's Sorry Now? Not me. Not me. Sorry now. Well, not me. You can't admit it now. Anyway, in today's political climate, you can never admit you're sorry, never admit you're wrong. Yeah. Sammy Nestico, his arrangement with Pete Jolly's piano. That was Tommy Newsom's alto sax and Andy Martin on trombone, Ron Stout playing flugelhorn, and the drummer was Greg Field here on Radio Munson, 28th of April already. You know, we're just about out of month.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll we'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone where we have walked together, I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content you loved me once in April. Your lips were warm and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow, for I'll remember April and you. The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes, for flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April. Such a tiny while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April. I'll remember April. I'll remember April. And I'll
That is Bobby Darin. Karin Allison coming up next. Karin Allison here on Radio Munson on GLT from just a little ways outside Tucson, Arizona this evening. And I noticed that a lot of the snowbirds have gone back to the Midwest, or in the case of Arizona, more up to the Great Northwest, to Oregon, Washington, into Vancouver, British Columbia, Montana, Utah. Folks from those states tend to come down here in greater numbers into southern Arizona for the wintertime. But they're all starting to leave now. Many of them have already gone. And now I can eavesdrop on the 12-12ers. Those are the people who live here full-time, 12 months every year. And you can hear them quietly saying to each other, boy, I'm glad those folks are gone. It's easier to get a seat in a restaurant, a tea time on the golf course. I was out on the golf course with a friend of mine whose name I won't divulge, but he's a Bloomington attorney. I will say that. And so he should be a pretty smart guy, right? But we've been playing partners, playing golf, for 4 or 5 years out here on Dove Mountain. And there's a lake on the 15th hole of the golf course here in our little community that has always had issues with Canada geese and with ducks. And, you know, on the just sort of on the edge of the lake, and, you know, you don't want to hit a ball over there. It can get slippery at times, if you know what I mean. But they have, just like they have at Bloomington Country Club, if you go down where you can see the golf course and the lake there at Bloomington Country Club, you can see the swans, whose job it is to keep the Canada geese and the ducks out of the lake, and they do a very good job of it. They, swans winter somewhere else, but they're brought back to the lake at BCC every springtime, and they're back now on the lake, I'm told. Well, they've had geese on the swans here on the lake, two of them, for several years during the winter time when it's warm enough to play golf here, for sure. And they've done a great job of keeping the ducks and geese away, and we've often marveled at them. One always looks a little angry, you know, has that head bowed down like swans can do. Either the lawyer or me hit a ball into the lake. I don't remember who did. There, we weren't sure it was in the lake, but it was over in that direction. So we were right over on the lake's edge looking, and we noticed there were no geese or ducks on the lake, but the two swans were out there, and one of them still looked a little angry. The attorney turned to me and said, "You know, Don, I'm thinking that swan, maybe both of those swans, are not real. It appears to me that they're plastic. And upon closer observation, this is after 4 or 5 years of watching these guys, on closer observation, we found that they were plastic swans. So go figure. Even the great minds can be fooled sometime, just like the minds of a disc jockey can, well, you know.
Oop-a-doo. The duck was dancing by the water, quack, quack, quack. The rhythm made him think he ought to quack, quack. He was dancing to the samba, the samba, the samba, oh, goose-o. The goose was gaining, passing by, honk, honk, honk. He stopped and gave the dance a try, honk, honk. He was dancing to the samba, the new thing, the new swing. Then a lovely swan swam by in all her majesty. Then she loosened up. Hoochie-coochie-coo did that swan. She joined the duck and goose and did the samba too. You should have seen the kind of samba she could do. They did the samba so long they all fell right in the water. While they were swinging away, quack, 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 quack. The duck was happy to begin a quack, 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 and he was really getting in a quack, quack. He was dancing to the samba, the samba, the samba, oh, goose. The goose came fast as he could move, honk, honk, honk. He joined the duck and struck a groove, honk, honk. The bossa nova hit him dancing, the new thing, the new swing. Then a lovely swan swam by in all her majesty, and she loosened up. Hoochie-coochie-coo, did that swan. Joined the duck and goose and did the samba too. You should have seen the kind of samba she could do. They did the samba so long they all fell right in the water. While they were singing away, quack, 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 ooh, but do. The duck was dancing by the water, quack, quack, quack. The rhythm made him think he ought to quack, quack. He was dancing to the samba, the samba, the samba, oh, goose-o. The goose was gaining, swimming by honk, honk, honk. He stopped and gave the dance a try, honk, honk. He was dancing to the samba, the new thing, the new swing. Then a lovely swan swam by in all her majesty, and then she loosened up. Hoochie-coochie-coo, did that swan. Joined the duck and goose and did the samba too. You should have seen the kind of samba she could do. They did the samba so long they all fell right in the water. While they were singing away, quack, 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 quack.
The Karen Allison version of O Pato, and then in parentheses, Ode to the Plastic Swans, end parentheses. No, wait a minute. That part's written in pencil. My bad. On Radio Munson, we're here till 9 o'clock Central Time this evening. You know, it's only going to be 7 o'clock here in Tucson. That two-hour time difference is a killer. Going to do something by Harry James coming up in a few minutes, featuring Harry's trumpet and Willie Smith's alto sax thing called Blues for Harry's Sake. And a new find of Bill Evans with his trio, maybe the greatest of all the jazz pianists, coming up here in the next set as well. Here's Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, with Trummy Young's trombone.
found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill, when I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill, and it wasn't until my dream come true. The wind, the willows play love's sweet melody, and all of the vows we made were never to be. Though we were parted, you followed me still. Oh, you were my thrill on Blueberry Hill. Come climb the hill with me, baby. We'll see what we will see. I'll bring my horn with me. I'll be with you where the berries are blue. Yes, each afternoon we'll go. Yes, higher than the moon we'll go. To our wedding in June we'll go. Doing the willows play, yes, love sweet melody, and all of these vows we made, baby, were never to be. Though we bought bodies, yes, you part of me still. For you were my thrill. Yeah, Blueberry Hill. Do say, Papa do tea, baby, Papa say, Papa da da, amen. Yeah. Thank you.
Terry James and his band of the 1950s and a thing called Blues for Harry's Sake. That was Willie Smith playing alto saxophone, and Buddy Rich was the drummer in the mid-50s when Harry recorded that song. On Radio Munson, we're at the 28th of April, and let's see, what's the next primary? Oh, Indiana, next Tuesday, right? Political primaries, and sort of as a blur, isn't it? But the political operatives who've been there before, you know what they're saying.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. And the new mown hay sends all its fragrance from the fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the wall back, then I long for my Indiana home. Oh, well, away back for me, and the new mown hay sends all its fragrance from the fields I used to roam. And when I dream about that moonlight on the wall back,
that's K-Star here on Radio Munson as we wend our way through Thursday evening. We're a long way from Indiana tonight. Some of our listeners are not. Broadcasting tonight from just outside of Tucson, Arizona, our winter home out here. Back to the Corn Belt here in just a couple or 3 weeks. There was an unearthing this week, earlier this week, of a record album that few people knew existed. In fact, the record album didn't exist. But a tape, a studio tape, mind you, not a concert tape, but a legitimate studio tape surfaced of a session by the renowned pianist Bill Evans, who was so big, a partner of Miles Davis for a while, played in Miles' group. He was a pianist on Miles' famous album Kind of Blue in the late 1960s. A new album of Bill Evans, who preferred to work in a trio setting, and does on this album in a session in Germany near the border with France in the Black Forest area. The album title is Some Other Time, The Lost Sessions of the Black Forest. And Bill Evans is playing, well, it was recorded in 1968. And the reason I differentiate between a studio album and a live album is that every once in a while, an artist whose works are thought to be complete in the public domain will be featured in a newly released album from a concert somewhere that some guy out in the 20th row has surreptitiously recorded on whatever recording device was advanced at the time that he did it. This is not that. This is a studio album, complete with all of the benefits of being in a studio and getting a good quality sound. Bill Evans died at age 51 in 1980. He was about as big a pianist as could be found at the time. And he recorded this album with the bassist Eddie Gomez, with whom he worked for quite a bit in the 1970s, and drummer Jack DeJohnette, who he worked with on only one other album that I'm aware of, and that was an in-person album somewhere. But the three really meld together. And now, nearly 50 years later, the 21 tracks sound just as fresh and alive as they did when people, and only a few people heard these, when he recorded them in 1968. Here's a track from that album just released this week. It's called Some Other Time, The Lost Sessions from the Black Forest, and it features Bill Evans playing bobbles, bangles, and beads. Thank you. Bobbles, Bangles, and Beads. Bill Evans. Check that album out. Radio Munson here on Thursday the 28th. Here's Cat Gang, an actress and a jazz singer, songwriter, with a great band. Mike Renzi on piano, Bucky Pizzarelli's guitar, Warren Bechet on cornet, John Allred on trombone, Harry Allen's tenor sax, Jay Leonard on bass, and Joe Ashwan playing drums. Wrap your troubles in dreams.
What price happiness? What price happiness? Who can truthfully say? But for every share with tears we pay. Love is happiness. I've had happiness, but it ended one day. Now I look at life a different way. When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams, dream your troubles away. Until that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Your castle may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away.
Actress, singer, songwriter, Cat Gang, K-A-T-G-A-N-G, yeah, on Radio Munson. Glad you're aboard this evening. Here's Les Brown's band with Les's little brother, Stumpy Brown, doing the vocal.
It's a funny little thing, but I never knew I could ever feel the way that I do till I look into your sweet eyes of blue. Oh, baby, I never had a thrill till I held your hand. I don't know what it is, but I understand that it's something new, it's different, it's grand. Oh, baby, and when we kiss, I know I miss a beat or two in my heart. I don't mind, there's nothing more to live for. But what if I should die and travel to where I would have to climb the heaven of stair? Wouldn't it be heck if you weren't there? Oh, baby. Kiss, I know I miss a beat or two in my heart. I don't mind, there's nothing more to live for. What if I should die and travel to where I would have to climb the heavenly stair? Wouldn't it be heck if I were there? Oh, baby, it's a fun little thing, but I never knew I could ever feel the way that I do. Oh, baby. We'll be right back.
There's a treatment, a different treatment of the old Tommy Dorsey Band theme song, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, played by then band leader and trombonist Tommy Dorsey. That was Tom Garling, one of the great jazz men in Chicago these days, with Rob Parton's Jazz Tech Orchestra based in the Windy City. And this is Radio Munson on GLT. I hope you're having a good time tonight. I'm sure having a good time playing the music. My email address is don@wglt.org. You know, there are some archived songs. I went to iTunes the other day and found the podcasts of the archived programs. You go to iTunes and then check out podcasts, then enter WGLT in the search, and you'll find an array of podcasts there in GLT, one of which is Radio Munson. You can pick your date and listen to the program. Or you can go to WGLT.org, and you can find them online. Here we are on the 28th of April, and we've done some great pianists tonight. George Shearing playing a little earlier on, and Errol Garner, the great Bill Evans. Who's left? How about Fats Waller with a little stride piano with his great jazz men?
Yes, but if you break my heart, I'll break your joy and then I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Now get on out there and tell your lie. What is it?
Thomas Fats Waller with Herman Autry as trumpet player, Gene Sedgwick as clarinetist. Okay, guys, we're going to play number 720 in the book. Thank you. Jan Sabbath's band, and the song had no title, so he just called out, it's tune number 720 in your band book, boys. And there it was, 720 in the books. On Radio Munson here on GLT, let's tone it down just a little bit. Here's a guitar of Barney Kessel backing the lovely Julie London.
Cry the long night through. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Being so untrue. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head. While you never shed a tear, I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you.
London, yeah, with Barney Kessel's guitar. I think that was George Duvivier playing bass, although don't hold me to it. I don't remember for sure. Radio Munson here on Thursday nights. I enjoy these couple of hours and enjoy them here in Tucson, Arizona. Going to do a couple more weeks here, a couple more Thursday nights, and then back to Bloomington Normal for the next few months. You know, we really ought to do these get-togethers more often. Why don't we make a date for next Thursday night?
Why don't we do this more often?
Why don't we?
Just what we're doing tonight.
What a lovely night.
Gee, but it's great to get together again.
Sure is.
Why does it only happen now and then? We ought to do this more often.
Uh-huh.
Now don't you agree that I'm right? Why, honey, we make each other laugh and then we make each other sing. And you can never, ever overdo a good thing. So, honey, why don't we do this more often?
Oh, you mean?
Just what we're doing tonight.
A hug and a kiss. Oh, Why don't we do this more often?
Mm-hmm.
Just what we're doing tonight.
I'm willing.
Oh, gee, but it's great to get together again. Why does it only happen now and then? Oh, we ought to do this more often.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't you agree that I'm right?
I do.
Oh, we make each other laugh. We make each other sing. And you can never, ever overdo a good thing. Why don't we do this more often?
I'd love it.
Just what we're doing tonight.
Everything fine?
Just fine.
Jenny Sims, Harry Babbitt, Kay Kaiser's band. It's a pretty good idea, seems to be. We're going to close out another Radio Munson on WGLT Normal, Illinois, with John Bunch playing piano there. Scott Hamilton's going to play tenor. Ruby Brapp on cornet. Chris Flores guitar. Phil Flanagan on bass. And Chuck Riggs on drums. A song that Billie Holiday introduced back in the 30s called All My Life. Thanks for listening, friends. Don't forget to check out the Radio Munson Facebook page. And I'll see you next Thursday night.